Hey everyone, this is Adam Ellenboss from Nightlight Astrology. Happy Monday, everybody. Today we're going to take a look at one of the biggest transits of the week, and that is Mercury moving into a square with Jupiter. This is particularly interesting because Mercury is in Jupiter's sign, and Jupiter is well dignified. And so that kind of connection is has something we call reception behind it, which is a big deal, and can make this transit of Mercury a little bit more exciting. So we'll talk about what that means and what it might look like for you this week as we get into it today. But before we do that, as always, if you like and subscribe, it helps the channel to grow. Drop a few comments in the comments section. You guys all know that really helps the channel. Really appreciate you guys. You can always find transcripts of any of my daily talks on the website, nightlightastrology.com. We are also in the midst of promoting the annual Kickstarter. Right now we are on route to trying to collect the support of 1,608 backers by the new year. We have, as I'm making this, we have a little less than 4 weeks to go. And right now we've gotten the support of about 421 backers. So we have, we're about a quarter of the way there. We still need a lot of support. Everything that you guys can do helps. I'm going to take you over to the Kickstarter. You can find the link to the Kickstarter in the description of this video or in the comments section of this video. And once you link over there, you will find the Kickstarter page, which I'm going to take you to right now. And you'll notice we've got 421 backers. There's 27 days left to go as I'm doing this. When you scroll down, you can pitch in absolutely anything, $5, $1, $10. It all helps. And we deeply appreciate your support. But you can also choose a reward when you donate. There's a bunch of exclusive lectures that are available only through the Kickstarter, the Astrology of 2023 video, year ahead horoscope reading that covers all the major transits for your sun or rising sign, whatever horoscope you like to pay attention to every month. Also, you can bundle my programs together. Once we hit the 50,000 backer mark, our subscriber mark on YouTube, we added a bundle of any four of my classes, which takes the classes down to about 75% off. So that's a fantastic reward that you can use. If you scroll down, you can find it. It's at $2,000, which takes all of my courses down. If you're bundling all four of them together, that takes it down to $400 or $500 each, which is an incredible savings on all four of my one-year programs, my masterclass series, Roots and Spheres. You can also gift one of those classes to someone if you'd like. You can use them on any of my classes. You'll see that four of my classes are listed in that $2,000 four-class package, which there are only 33. We only have 33 of those left, by the way. They are limited. But if you use that, you can gift one of those classes to someone, use a few for yourself. Remember, the masterclass series is new every single year. And some of my classes are also new every year, like Readings and Passages is a totally new program every year. So, some of those are going to be repeatable for some people who want to go deeper into their craft. At any rate, hopefully some of you will be able to take advantage of that and look at all the other exclusive rewards we have. The Oracle Speaks podcast series that's exclusive to the Kickstarter that begins next fall. It's a 12-part series. That's going to be really cool as well. You can learn more about that. Anything and everything helps. We have a whole team of people that we support through this. So you're supporting my business. You're supporting the creation of all this free content year round. You're supporting our scholarship programs, need-based tuition, and the building of a donation-based astrology clinic that we're working on for this year. So we'll be able to offer readings more affordably to people in the community. So again, really appreciate you guys letting me plug the Kickstarter right now. And thank you to everyone who's already donated. Really appreciate you guys. All right, let's get into it. Today, we're going to look at Mercury's square to Jupiter. Now, this is coming through on December 6th. Let's start by taking a look at the real-time clock. So here you can see real-time clock. Let me get my drawing tool open. All right, here we go. So let's see, Mercury coming through the last degree of Sagittarius while Jupiter is at the last degree of Pisces. Jupiter's in its own sign, so it's in its own rulership. Mercury moving into the square with Jupiter in a Mercury ruled sign. So that means that Mercury is connecting with its host, Jupiter, while in a Jupiter ruled sign. That is fantastic in terms of Jupiter being able to provide Mercury with a very powerful form of support. Powerful because Jupiter is benefic, but also because Jupiter is well dignified in its own sign right now. So that is fantastic. This should be a Mercury-Jupiter square, in other words, that is sort of bountiful and helpful. But there are some archetypal themes to watch for in addition to the goodies that Jupiter might be doling out to Mercury. Let's take a look at those. I have five themes to watch for this week, and that's coming through December 6th, which is Tuesday. So you'd be experiencing this today, Monday, but also Tuesday, probably maybe Wednesday a little bit, although Mercury's moving signs, and so the configuration is kind of officially over by then. But over the weekend, Monday, Tuesday, you should be feeling this this combination from Mercury and Jupiter, or noticing its appearance in your life somewhere. Here is number one: anything excessive or exaggerated. So one of the things that Mercury in a Jupiter-ruled sign connecting with Jupiter can do is just make things bigger, make them a little bit brighter or more exaggerated, which could be really, it could double your pleasure, double your fun. Isn't that a, it's like a gum, wasn't there a gum commercial that went like that? I don't remember. Anyway, so anything that expands, grows, adds to, and exaggerates, and you're looking for that, whether that's something mental or verbal or something around money or a purchase, like, I'm going to buy this. No, I'm going to buy all of it. You know, I'm going to buy this one thing. No, I'm going to buy 10 of them. So anything that can kind of like add to, but maybe exaggerate or make excessive, that kind of theme is definitely in the air with Mercury and Jupiter this week, especially today and tomorrow. So watch for that kind of excessiveness and just notice it. Just notice it. Maybe pay attention to it if you're going to go overboard with something, but also notice that the fun and kind of amplification that it may bring to some area of your life, which could kind of amplify in enjoyment or enjoyable qualities. Number two, this one to me is where the reception between Mercury and Jupiter sign and its host Jupiter is really apparent. It would be very textbook to receive some form of good news, support, benefit, help, blessing from someone or something. To get that email that says, oh, hey, you overpaid on your bill and here's a $400 refund. That would be a big refund, I guess, for most people. But, you know, like some kind of good news, unexpected support or blessing, meeting someone, being offered an opportunity, you know, just anything that comes a little bit unexpectedly as a form of support, aid, or blessing, good news included, just good, glad tidings, right? It's so that's the one that really takes into consideration the fact that Mercury is connecting with its host and its host is well dignified. Number three would be communicative zeal or enthusiasm. Mercury Jupiter is just like a big talker, you know, and that could inflate, your sense of something's importance, like aggrandizing a thought. It could be that you're able to be, just one of those days where you know, it's like, I've had too much espresso, you know, I'm stimulated. I'm highly talkative and communicative. So any kind of communicative zeal or enthusiasm would be implied by this. On a similar note, I would say fast talk, persuasion, charm, anything where you're seeing Mercury, Jupiter's, you could see Mercury and Jupiter's as the ability to persuade, charm, or convince someone of something, but also you could be taken in easily by it. Maybe that's good. You know, sometimes I find myself talking myself into something that, you know, I really ought to be talked into, like laying back or chilling out, you know, like, hey, why don't you just take a minute off, you know? And so sometimes, you know, being talked into something is a good thing. I think when we think of someone being persuasive, charming, or talking us into something, we think of getting taken advantage of. And while that could be a possibility here, someone trying to sell you something at a cost, you know, way more than it's worth or something like that. At the same time, you know, someone you're like, I've always wanted this particular, I don't know. Maybe there's like a jacket you've always wanted, you know, and you're at the store and you're like, gosh, I've just always wanted that jacket. And the sale person is like, well, you know, is it in your budget? Well, yeah. Well then what's holding you back? Well, I don't know. Just do it. And you're like, yes, I'll just do it. You know, like maybe Mercury and Jupiter kind of push you over the top with something that you're being unnecessarily cautious or conservative about. But, you know, you do have to be careful of that, you know, getting talked or persuaded into something that, you know, isn't going to take you somewhere. So fast talk, persuasion, and charm would be another. And then last is dominating ideas or thoughts. Now, this one to me could go a few different ways. Dominating ideas or thoughts could be like becoming really dogmatic and almost like a religious or intellectual or political mania. The earlier one we talked about, communicative zeal, this would be like a thought or an idea becoming so big and exaggerated that you're almost like your mind is sort of possessed by an obsessive thought pattern or something. Could also be a domineering person who's pushing their intellectual weight around. It could also be, frankly, I mean, one thing that could go along with this would be just the appearance of someone who's brilliant and intelligent, who is inspiring and passionate in the way they communicate or teach, and it's having a big impact on you. So dominating may not be the right word. Convincing, inspiring, and maybe dominating, maybe those could all go together. But you look at Mercury in Jupiter sign squaring Jupiter, and sometimes the facts are used in service of the enthusiasm. You know, sometimes the facts are blended or twisted to fit with what someone is just really, really amped up about. You know, it's amazing how we can use facts in the service of our passion, you know, when it's convenient. I don't always think that's a bad thing. Sometimes it is, you know, sometimes it's not, but sometimes it's like, you know, you need to build a case to yourself. You need to build a case using facts that something you want to do in your heart is okay to do. You know what I mean? And it's like, well, you know, maybe you don't need to do that, but if you can stack a few facts together, it kind of gives your heart permission to go for it. It feels like this particular combination. Here's the thing. Have you ever done something like this? You say, I'm going to date this person, or I'm going to take this job, or I'm going to leave this job. I'm going to make a big choice. And it could be totally wrong, and I realize it's sort of risky. I'm going to send out a prayer to the universe. Please support me in what I'm about to do, even if it's kind of crazy. I can't help myself, you know? Just keep me safe. And if I'm really not supposed to be doing it, like, help me learn something, but, you know, keep me safe while I'm doing it, because I've just got to do it. You know, it's a very Mercury square Jupiter kind of moment. I'm going to try something. I'm going to do something. I'm really excited about it. I don't know where it's going. Maybe it's completely crazy. Am I just twisting facts to support what I want to do? You know, I don't know, but, please support me, teach me, guide me, and what I'm about to do or what I'm thinking of doing. And if it's crazy and nuts, just, you know, land me softly, you know, you know? So these are the kinds of things that I would watch for with Mercury square to Jupiter: an inspiring teacher, a professor who gives a talk that changes your life, a subject you're becoming passionate about, something you're professing, apologizing, or defending, apologetics, I mean, something you're giving a case for, making a case for. Let's go back through them. Five themes to watch for: anything excessive, exaggerated, amplified, growing, spreading, becoming bigger, more grand, maybe grandiose. Number two, receiving good news, support, or help. I love that one. Number three would be communicative zeal or enthusiasm, talking a lot, passionately. Fast talk, persuasion, and charm. And then big, dominating, inspiring thoughts or ideas, and things that you are excited about. Maybe reason is going out the window or is in service of some kind of larger passion or pursuit. I like this. I mean, the energy of the sage is also very much in the air with this one. Receiving something good from a teacher, the exchange between mentors that you have in your life, and what they give you and what you're, how you're growing because of what they give you. That kind of stuff comes to my mind as well. Like, it's a good one for like if you have a therapist that has a big impact on your life, you know, you might be really noticing it right now or something like that. Okay, well, I wanted to just start the week off with some quick hit takes on this Mercury and Mercury and Jupiter square. Venus is getting into the same square. We'll be looking at that. And we have a huge full moon this week because that full moon is going to be conjoined with Mars retrograde at the midpoint of Mars's cycle, which means the opposition to the sun. That's a huge transit that we will be spending some extra time on this week. So stay tuned for that as the week goes on. Again, I really appreciate all the support you guys have been pouring into the Kickstarter. Help us get to our goal of 1,608 backers. You can find the link in the description of this video or the comment section below. Really appreciate all of you who have already donated. Help us get to 1,608 by the new year. Love you guys. Take it easy, everyone. Bye.